Time for business and Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Attamari. In the bulletin this morning, strong jobs numbers could seal a rate rise, young lawyers get better wages, and we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Labour market numbers due out on Wednesday will be one of the last bits of information that may decide whether the Reserve Bank raises its cash rate in a couple of weeks. The unexpected rebound in the jobs market is expected to show through, with unemployment falling to around 4.4%, employment growth of about 1%, and annual wage growth topping 2%. ASB senior economist Jane Turner says the wages numbers will likely be the most keenly followed and the most important for the RBNZ.
So it is something that the Reserve Bank will be concerned about, because that's that persistent type of inflation drivers that can be difficult for them to rein in down the track. I think what this information will provide is how quickly will the Reserve Bank need to lift that official cash rate back to pre-COVID levels. Do they need to do it quite fast, or do they have the runway to take their time and be a bit more cautious about it?
Jane Turner says even with two rate rises this year, the official cash rate would still be below where it was before the pandemic. The Legal Workers Union says salary increases for young lawyers are a start to improving industries in the industry, but more efforts needed to address gaps in their pay. In the past month, big firms such as Chapman Tripp, Bell Gully and Russell McVeigh have raised wages for graduate and first-year lawyers by an average of about 15%. Aotearoa Legal Workers Union, which collected the information, says the boost is long overdue and hopes it will raise the salary floor across the industry. However, Union Co-President Bridget Sinclair says there's still plenty of room for improvement.
The issues of mental health and the effects and impacts that can have on junior lawyers and bullying, the kind of major sentiment that we see in the legal profession of junior lawyers not rocking the boat and not speaking out, all of those still exist, whether or not our junior lawyers are now getting, you know, $8,000 a year more than what they were originally before this uplift. So in order to really address the pay issues, we need to see policies like overtime and toil be implemented in these large law firms. We need a real shift where management styles and urgency of work becomes the partner's problem, not so much the junior's.
The rest of the industry. Businesses are being advised to start moves to becoming accredited employers under a new work visa scheme, a time-consuming and lengthy process. The government's accredited employer work visa scheme is set to be rolled out next June, giving employers time to get the paperwork in order. But immigration lawyer Aaron Martin says businesses must show their trustworthiness in several areas, including labour law compliance, human resources, worker training and benefits and pay. It won't just be a matter of ticking boxes, he says, as it has been in the past.
Bigger businesses, I think, are well set up for it because they have dedicated HR professionals usually on staff. Small businesses sometimes struggle because they don't have that resource available. And so this delay is a lifeline in the sense that it gives them time to get some help on board, to get those HR practices, policies documented, implemented, have the implementation also recorded, and to be able to then show when the new system starts.
Aaron Martin says businesses shouldn't underestimate the work involved in gaining accreditation. Let's have a look at financial markets now. Wall Street ended on a soft note. The Amazon result disappointed. It forecast lower sales and growth. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 150 points, about 0.4%. The S&P 500 down 0.5%. And the Nasdaq was just under 0.75% lower. Our own top 50 index had a sharp fall on Friday, 134 points down, about 1%. Starts today at 12,595. New Zealand dollar, 69.8 US cents, 94.9 Australian, 50.1 British pence, 0.587 euro, 76.5 Japanese yen, and 4.51 yuan. Brent crude oil up 30 cents at $75.40 US a barrel. And gold was down $14 at $1,813 US dollars an ounce. Quick look at what's on this week's business agenda. As we've already noted, labour market numbers on Wednesday. commodity price report and a dairy auction as well. On the company front, annual meetings for Metro Glass and AFT Pharmaceuticals. Most significantly, special meeting of Refining New Zealand on Friday, voting on the plan to close the Marsden Point refinery and turning it into an import fuel depot.